Blog Talk Radio.
I see the light everywhere I go. I see the light that'll lead me home. I can feel this holy fire burning in my soul.
Tells me so. For all
All right, peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Thank you for taking time to join us today on Who Did It To You, roundtable discussion with Dr. James Jones and Brother Muhammad. This is Brother Muhammad, one half of the team, and we're waiting for Doc to join us. And while we're waiting, we have a packed show scheduled for everybody today. Let's play a short clip. Let's see.
Dear Holy Apostle, Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, to whom all praise is due, whom we forever thank for giving us the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad as our divine leader, teacher, and guide. I want to put what I'm going to say to you on this tape for two purposes. Number one, I want to really apologize to you for having let you down, for the mistakes that I've made, especially during the past year. I want to confess my fault, confess my wrong. I want to confess my weaknesses. I want you to know that thanks to Allah and you, I'm able to see myself better now. I'm able to see my weaknesses better now and my shortcomings better now. I do believe that in seeing them better, it may be possible for me to overcome them and become a better person. At least I am praying to Allah that this is the case. And above all else, I am praying to Allah to put mercy and forgiveness in your heart. And if you weren't merciful nor forgiving toward me, I could well understand it. I've always known that Master W.D. Farad is Allah. I believe that Master W.D. Farad is Allah, and I believe that you are his messenger. I believe that your program is right, and I believe that your teachings are right, and that it was my belief in this that made me as successful as I was. Especially it was my firm belief in this that enabled me to stand up in the face of all opposition on television, on radio, before colleges, and before people out in the street at mass rallies, and support your program and present your program and represent your program. It was my faith in it that enabled me to represent it.
And there we had Malcolm X explaining his position on his time within the Nation of Islam. A lot of people do forget that at times, so it is good to play just so that it can be at our remembrance. Peace and blessings, Bianchi. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Doing pretty good.
How you feeling?
I'm a whole lot better. A whole lot better. How are you?
Likewise.
Excellent. So today we're still waiting on Doc to roll in, but today we're talking about, of course, the politics and some Elijah coming and the truth about Elijah coming. How should he be really viewed? Is he a real, quote-unquote, civil rights leader? Has he served his district well and deal with the quote-unquote rumors of he suspiciously died because he was investigating Trump? I think that our people sometimes look through the wrong lens when we're deciding on how a person really is, especially with Elijah coming. The district that he represented wasn't pretty good. It was not a well-served district. But Trump said that, you know, no human being would live there. And I've gone on record to say that Trump was not lying. Few people disagree, but I told them if you go in where Trump was talking about, he was telling the truth. But because it came out of his mouth, a lot of our people disagreed with the reality. But if you go to the residents agreed they didn't want to live there. If they had somewhere else better to go, that they would go. What is your thinking on that?
Well, I didn't have to vote for Elijah Cummings, but what was affecting me, he was proposing policy on a national level that would affect me. Then, of course, when you find someone that's doing that, then you begin to look at what in their immediate surroundings. Now, I imagine maybe he was good during the time of civil rights, but I think he came in 1996, but he was probably involved in some other things before that. He followed Kwesi Mfume,
mm-hmm.
who went on to the NAACP, and I didn't like him neither. He worked to remove a local NAACP president that I joined the NAACP to help get him elected. Also, some members of the Nation of Islam in St. Louis joined, and the first election outcome was a tie. Then the second runoff, he won. But the state chapter and also the national worked to expel him because of his bringing in those Muslims. Now, getting back to Elijah Cummings had some standings that I didn't like. One was on gun control. The other was on school choice. The other was on open borders. And he had a couple of more. Now, all these can be found when you go to a source called Ballotpedia. You can look up the records of any politician. Another site is called VoteSmart. And another one I don't like is Maxine Waters, neither. But you're right, and that wasn't, you know, the person, the entity that made mention of the conditions there in his district was actually Orkin, the pest control people. And I think that Decon did also. And it's not based on who represents the district. It's based on the number of consumer inquiries to remove a pest. And 1 or 2 years, that city ranked amongst all the other cities in the country. They ranked pretty close to number one in the number of calls they got. Chicago was another one. And, you know, you can go and search this out yourself. And also the problem with rats. You know, the thing they was reading about it with the rat problem, because of the EPA regulations, the rat poison that they use in the urban area is like candy to the rat. But when you go out into the rural area, that rat poison is very lethal to the animals. So we can look at that however we want. But I give my condolences to his family, but as far as me liking his policies, I didn't like him at all. I think it was deplorable. You look at the areas that these people represent, and it's just ridiculous. Look at the school system. They had that report where you had over 3,040 high schoolers take the math test, math exit test to get out of high school, and only 14 pass at a proficient level. That's ridiculous, Maurice. It's totally, totally ridiculous. Then he voted to remove to stop the DC voucher program. The DC voucher program would allow underprivileged children to take money and attend, you know, better schools like Sigfield Friends, where Obama's daughters went. And they stopped that. So you see what's going on. Once they get you, just like the prison system, once they get you, it's hard to turn loose because they make money off of you. I mean, it's just a shame.
Why don't you think, because he been in that position for a while, and I'm glad that you mentioned those sites that you did, because I did a lot of my research today preparing for this program using both of those sites, especially VoteSmart. And the stuff that I learned about him was really saddening, because you have a lot of black people who are touting him as a leader and that he did so much good for us as a people, but the reality of his voting does not dictate that. And then the committees that he was on, he had an opportunity to do some good things, and he did nothing when it concerned to us. Now, when it's concerned with Israel, he did an outstanding job for them. You would really think that maybe they the one that's the district that he represented instead of black people. Why is it hard for other Democrats to honestly just tell the truth? Not just Democrats, but other politicians. I don't believe that you've had a truth-telling politician before Trump, because it seems to me that Trump just don't give a shit. He's going to say what he's going to say regardless of whom or what. And I respect that. I do. I really respect that. But why are others scared to take that same step?
Well, they use the position as an opportunity to make money. One thing, build wealth. And I can't put my hand directly on how they build their wealth other than contributions to their campaign coffers. Now, the money that's in there, I don't know what happens to it or how it's used. I know there was some newspaper reports on monies with his wife and her using of it. And, you know, he had several wives. He had problems with child support. The Congressional Black Caucus receives money, donations from private prisons. And on the other hand, I thought black folks was complaining about, black population was complaining about the prison, a school to prison, a pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why they continue to vote that way? And see, here's the thing, Maurice. Voting, a politician is about serving your interests. I don't care who you are when you really look at it. And you have the same problem with white populations, too. We're talking about black populations. If you are voting for a politician on certain things, if they designed to help you stand on your feet and move forward, some point in time as you move forward, the policies that was ideal with that politician will soon become a detriment for you. Because the idea is not to stay at the lowest rung of the socioeconomic ladder. You want to move up. And as you move up, some of these policies and some of these programs are actually detrimental to you. And it should be their intention to try to move as many people out of that system of poverty and near poverty as they possibly can. But quite natural, as they move people out, then they won't have no need for you. Actually, that's the way it's supposed to be. Because you got a problem, you want somebody to fix it. And once the problem is fixed, you don't need the person any longer to work on a problem that don't exist no more.
Correct.
And when you look at some of these people, Maurice, they have been in office. They are tantamount to regimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not office servants. They are like regimes. When they make comments of political leaders around the world, it always come to mind to Africa and also South America. And probably elsewhere too. We just don't hear about it. But when you look at, they talk about Mugabe being in office for 38 years or somewhere along that line. Well, hell, look at Charlie Rangel. Look at John Conyers. Okay. Then look at what condition the people are still living under.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't put it no plainer than that. And if a person can't see that, I don't know what to tell you.
Mhm. I agree. We have a new caller on the program. Caller 9644. Your mic is open. Welcome to the roundtable. You have a comment or a question?
Yeah. How you guys doing tonight? First off,
We're doing good. And yourself, brother?
Man, I'm all right. Man, it's a pretty good conversation tonight. I do got a question though. You know, if I may. So, okay, everybody knows that America is the most diverse country on earth, and we know this for a fact, you know, especially without anything foul going on in today's world. So what I would say is, what do you guys think about the Asian Americans and the Indian Americans that are beating out whites, blacks, and Hispanics in education and economics? What do you guys think about that?
That's a good question. Piyanchi, do you want to go first?
Well, they come here for jobs that Americans not able to fulfill. That's what their visa is given to them for. Then you got programs that allow them to bring, and I think I made mention of this, bring their wives, their family, and other relatives to the country.
To
that's
America,
totally
right?
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's totally ridiculous to me. And here's another thing. The effort should be is to train Americans for those jobs. That was one thing
American.
That kept. Well, if they're Americans legally, you know, it's just like any other American. But if they come in here on visas, work visas, then at some point in time when you have trained Americans for those jobs, then those people need to go back home.
And that's my thing, brother. Like, why is everybody always talking about the white man in the country when Asians and Indian Americans beat whites, blacks, and Hispanics out of a lot of positions because they're more better off economically and educationally? You know what I'm saying? So why don't I hear about Asian privilege or Indian privilege? It's always about the white man over. We're third class to these guys. You know what I'm saying? So where's the conversation about that? I don't hear it because I guess the synapses that they're running on, they try to make it a whole thing between black and white. But really, Asian Americans and Indian Americans got it way better off in this country than whites, blacks, and Hispanics got it. So I would love to know somebody's viewpoint on that. You know what I'm saying? And what do you think about that? And why am I not hearing anybody confront them about these things?
That's a good question. Well, I think that's not really on the board because one thing when you're dealing with Asians, they have their own community in which they operate and they have their way in which they operate. So even if you worked a factory job and you go in there, you're not going to be seeing very many Asians in there. And that's the same thing for the Indians. If you work in a factory job, you're not going to see them in there. They have their business.
Because they own businesses. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So that's not their realm that they operate in because they come here to do for themselves and they do it quite well, to be truthful about it. They understand that they have to not beg for what you want, but you have to be able to take what you want. And so
right,
they come
that's,
here.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
my
do
thing,
that.
Brother. Like, so America is such a racist place, though, right? Dude, but unfortunately, though, you know, the statistics show it that Asian Americans and Indian Americans, you dig what I'm saying? They're better off than white blacks, poor whites, blacks, and Hispanics in this country when they're citizens. So what I would say is, like, so what is all this hostility against the white people when Asian Americans and Indian Americans are beating all of us out of a lot of top dog, you know what I'm saying, the successful lifestyles? Like, where's the conversation about that? You know what I'm saying? I hear people talk about all this mess, and, but I never hear them mention that. I don't think that they know that. I don't think they've ever been taught that, because colleges teach you the left-wing ideologically. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think people know this. And if they do know it, they ignore it. But it's real. Like, Asian Americans and Indian Americans beat out poor whites, blacks, and Hispanics in the country that they are legal citizens. But those are the ones beating us out of all of our, you know, the economics and the education. So where's the conversation about it? I don't hear this conversation going on. I never hear it.
Good question. Bianchi, one of our online listeners says that the Indians and the Asians also use white privilege when it's convenient. And
did you just hear what you just said right now?
Say it again.
You literally just said that Asians and Indians use white privilege. Okay, but I'm so confused right now. What is white privilege if people of other colors can use it as well? Is that what being successful means in this country, that you just got white privilege? Is that what the definition of it is? Because it has white at the front of it. I don't understand. I'm confused right now, brother. What is that?
Well, I was reading what one of our online listeners had wrote in the chat box.
Yeah, well, she ain't got no sense. I'm sorry. I don't know who raised her, brother, but the word white privilege has white in front of it. So I don't understand how Asians and Indian Americans could have that white privilege when their skin ain't white. It's confusing to me, my dude. I really get a headache thinking about these type of things, because people like that throw that word out there so loosely, you know what I'm saying? But they don't know what they're really talking about. You know, they don't know the statistics of the country. So it really gives me a headache, you know what I'm saying, trying to have this conversation, because don't nobody want to say these things, and don't nobody want to talk about these things. They throw out words like white privilege and think we're supposed to just bow down and, you know what I'm saying, be sympathetic and all. No, that's not the America we live in today. So I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And unless they can come with a good argument of why Asian Americans and Indian Americans, and even Haitian Americans, you know, they beating us out too, though, brother. They being very successful over here. And they're immigrants, you know what I'm saying, though, brother? So I don't understand where all this hostility is coming from for the white folk. We don't live back in the 60s and in the 50s and the 40s. Brother, we ain't there no more. So, like, people's minds are, like, blocked off. I don't understand what's going on anymore. It's confusing.
Okay, okay. Bianchi, would you like to respond to what our brother just stated?
Yeah, that was a story where this Indian was applying for medical school. And he used his Indian name. And I don't know if he showed up in person or not. Maybe he did. I don't know. And he didn't get the position. Something that wouldn't allow him to get the position. Then he came back and I think he changed his name to a black sounding name. And of course his skin was dark already. I think he did show up and he got the position. So that would be called black privilege. But people like to always put a ghost out there as a reason why come things don't work out. And it'd be truthful with you. If you ever had the opportunity to be around white in many different areas, you'll find out that they have a lot of problems themselves and don't win all the time either. I know, because I spent decades around them, and the erection of structural steel buildings and bridges.
I'm one of them.
And, okay. And I had opportunity to be around them every day. Had friends, close friends, and being in a position where my life was in their hands and their lives was in my hands. So I heard the things that they complained about. But You know, that's something today. That's a false, like a falsehood or a ghost for some reason or another. Now, I'm not going to say that there's not obstacles. There's always obstacles. But you hear blacks come up with a lot of obstacles, and they use that to keep them from stepping across the line and going across. Now, not all of them, but a lot of them do. Then also, you find when you have young people that's doing those things, the right things, and getting hired by corporations like the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, Boeing, General Dynamics, then you got people out there saying that they shouldn't be doing that. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. You had black youth show up at the White House on the event that Donald Trump put on. There's a whole lot of them. And you had a news interviewing Al Sharpton, and he's making claim that they're being used. So I didn't allow my children to be in the presence of people that take that attitude. Because espousing those type of attitudes, information can take the competition out of individuals. And believe it or not, people listening to that, they do believe it.
Yes, sir.
So that's my position on it.
Brother, I love the fact that you said that, man. That is beautiful, man. I wish more people would talk to black people like that. You know what I'm saying, though? So that they can understand that they have obstacles in their way the same way everybody else has obstacles, but that they could overcome them. I'm sick of black leaders, these false black leaders, telling black kids that they cannot make it because there's some white devil going to jump up behind the bush and kill them. I hate the fact that they do that to them, my dude. I want them to be able to know that they can make it in this country, bro. Like, I want them to know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to be thinking they're going to be held back. Everybody has things they got to jump through, you know, to be successful, but I want them to know that nobody's going to kill you and nobody's going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want more people to talk like you do, brother, to these young kids, especially young black kids. You know, they can make it in this country as well. You just got to drop your hatred and drop your guard, you know what I'm saying, though, brother, and use your brain so that you'll be able to make a good life for your family. That's all I want to do for black people. You know what I'm saying? I want them to know that, these black kids. Nobody's going to stop you but you. In this country, you got freedom to do. If you study your constitution and you study your rights, you can do everything everybody else can do, brother, if you're smart enough. You know what I'm saying? Study up, learn the country, learn the Constitution, and you'll be okay. Go for it.
You know,
well, yeah, go ahead, Maurice. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that according to the census, there are certain points where the Asians were considered to be white. They would fall under the white category, just as well as the Middle Easterns would also fall under that category.
Yeah, because
of white.
They were successful. Yeah.
And so our online person said that there is no need to attack a person. It's not about bowing down. The fact still remains that other races do use white privilege. Just because you do not understand it doesn't mean it does not exist. There have always been double standards when it comes to blacks and whites. The concept has always been relevant. Society has rebranded it as white privilege. White privilege is synonymous with Jim Crow, race, and other advantages bestowed
on
whites based on their skin.
But isn't that racist?
Skin. Your question is that racist?
Yeah, so are the people that suffered racism trying to be racist? No, it's confusing. So this is a racist term now. So what are we doing? Now we're going backwards in life. You know what I'm saying, brother? Like, now we're going backwards because now they're using racial slurs to deter white folk when white folk used to use racial slurs. So what are we doing right now? How are we going to move forward from this if everybody's using a racial tactic to tell me that I don't understand somebody's situation as an American because of my skin color? You dig what I'm saying, bro? Like, no, like, this all racist stuff, and I don't like anybody, no matter what color you are. If you spew racist things, I don't care for you. I don't.
I would think, because the way I look at it is, we're here in America, and so you have a choice of how you're going to be, how you're going to relate to not just the other peoples that populate America, but the institutions and the laws. How are you going to relate? Well, for me, America is not about begging. America is not about that. If you're going to be successful in America, it is bent on your ability to take what you want, your ability to win out in the race. Because here in America, it is about competition. And if you can't step up to the plate to not just, you know, ask, can I get a set aside, but have the ability to take what you want and make it successful. Now, with that being said, we do have to recognize that there is things that are set up that, you know, harm black people.
Like what?
America has racism in its veins. And according to a report that the government of the United States did, that racism that flows through the veins in America is not going anywhere. And as we
I hear
see
you, brother,
today,
but you're skipping over very important facts, though, brother. You said a lot of things to them, my dude. So I want you to tell me, what systems are in place legally in the Constitution that, or the, you know, the system of America that is racist? You know, only thing I can think of racist on the law books today is affirmative action. So what else do you have systematically that's racist? And also, what are you talking about when you hear about racism? So you're talking about individual instances, or are you talking about a whole group of people as a whole? It's all confusing to me, though. I would love to have them questions answered.
Yes, your first question, or one of your questions that you're asking me about racism. So when I'm speaking of racism, I'm speaking about power, okay? So you have to be able, with your power, then you're denying somebody, an equal candidate. You got, like you just mentioned, you said affirmative action. Now, affirmative action came from Richard Nixon, who was a Republican president, okay?
But it's the
because
only law on the books that's racist today.
Hold on, let me finish, okay? Because the playing field was not leveled. It wasn't balanced. And it wasn't balanced because not of a law, a written law, but of an unwritten law that was what? That says what? Nigga, get out of my face and let me hire my own. Now, is that racist?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. But if I was a business owner, would I not hire a white person if I have a qualified black person? Of course, I'm going to hire my own. So the thing is,
that's fine.
Right. So the thing is that I believe as black people, what we have to do is not consistently go beg white folks for jobs, but we have to pool our resources and begin to establish our own businesses. And then we can employ our own. So there's a lot of changes that have to take place because of the way things were done back in the day. And you're not going to make those changes overnight. It's just not going to happen.
I understand what you're saying, sir. I really do, though. But I would tell you this, my man. I would tell you this, brother. Like, okay, so first off, people need to understand what they're asking for, though. You know, you want equality or do you want equal outcome? Because equality does not equal outcome. What happens is when you have equality for everybody in the country, equal outcome is not into that realm because there might be a lot more people that's more qualified and can do other things more than you can. You know what I'm saying? So you got to find your lane, and America gives you that opportunity to do that. So when people ask for equality, they don't understand that equal outcome comes with equality. They think that they're one and the same. It don't work like that, my dude. You could have equality for everybody in the country. If they gave all of us the same opportunities and all the equal rights we had, but if I was better at what we was trying to do together, your equal outcome would not be the same as mine because I was better at it than you. So what happens is a lot of these government officials, especially on the left, had told us that the only reason that is a thing is because of racism. No. But it's called equality amongst human beings in this country. And we are the most diverse country in the world. You know what I'm saying? As far as freedom goes. So what happens is when everybody wants equality for everybody, what you get then is a thing called equal outcome that is very insufficient, because there's a lot of people in this country that can't do what other people could do, even though they want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody beats them out, the only thing they can do is go complain. And you know, and also the fake leaders that try to brainwash them come into their life and say, you know, you couldn't make it because of this or that or the other. No, but he was just better at that than you. I mean, I don't understand how people's brains are so small that they can't see the fact that it don't matter if you put a whole nation of whites or a whole nation of blacks or a whole nation of whoever together. You're going to have the same thing, equality, but not the same thing with equal outcome. Because no matter what racial group you put together as a whole or a nation, but dude, you're always going to have people in that culture that is going to be better at succeeding than the rest of them. You know what I'm saying, though, brother? That's a human nature fact. And I hate the fact that people look over that, because it's a real thing, you know?
What about, now we're talking about equality. And I agree. In equality, there's, you know, in very actual fact, no, we're all born equally, not equal. We're all born equally for the most part, which means we got two eyes, a tongue, two arms, two legs. You know, we're born equally for the most part. So what we're looking at is that people are saying they want equality of opportunity, okay? And that's different.
And they have that now.
Talking, you say they have that now.
Everybody has it in this country, yes, sir.
Hold on. But to acknowledge that you use the word now means that at one point they did not have it, correct?
That's irrelevant to now, though, brother. They didn't have it back in Jim Crow. They have
it's
now.
It's not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant.
Yes, it is. We don't live under them Jim Crow laws anymore, brother.
No,
we have now
laws. No. Let me ask you this. Let me show you this, okay? Now, if we're in a race, which we are, but they give me we're in a two-mile race, and they give me a mile and a half head start. You're not going to, unless something happen to me, you're not going to be able to win that race, because I'm already a mile and a half ahead of you.
Sounds like affirmative action.
No, it doesn't sound like in a way, it could be affirmative action, because affirmative action would take that mile and a half
Affirmative action is a disgrace to black people. Today?
No, it is not. No.
Yeah, it is, because they can't make it by themselves, so let's give them some help.
No.
It's a disgrace to black folks today, my man. It really is.
No, it's not, because you cannot take what you're doing. If you heard of this old saying where it says, you know, sign up or pull yourself up from your own bootstrap, right?
It's real.
Well, that's good if everybody got boots. But if you ain't got no boots, you don't have the bootstraps
then
to pull yourself
up by the socks then, brother.
No. That's not how America works, brother.
No, that is how America works. It don't matter if you start off barefooted or with socks or with boots. You can do it.
It does.
I don't understand.
Okay.
So how can you not make it in this country, brother? Can you explain
it? I'm going to explain it to you. Okay?
All right.
Now, when we came here, or when we were brought here, to America, we were brought here as slaves, right? Then at a certain point, they...
That's not true either.
Africans
sold you to the Arabs in Africa, and then Arabs brought you around the country and sold
you
to everybody else.
Question.
Get that fact right.
Allow me to answer
your
question.
Yeah, but just get your facts correct first, brother. That's all I'm saying.
No, my facts are correct.
No,
we were brought here as slaves.
Africans sold you to the Arabs in Africa, then the Arabs brought you around the world and sold you to everybody else, including white folks. White folks didn't go waltz into Africa and just, you know, they didn't do that. That's false.
So, okay. Now, have you been to college? You've been college trained?
No, brother, I dropped out of ninth grade, and thank God for it, because college would have ruined my mind. Thank God for that.
All right. So, okay, I just asked that so I know how I need to have this conversation.
You could try. I mean, I know what you're basing it on, but you could, okay.
I mean, the reality, okay, because even the American government, okay, in their own reports admitted that they went to Africa, found some people, which is us.
So what government are you talking about? Are you skipping past vital details, my man?
No, I'm not. I haven't even gotten. I haven't even
No, brother, but you're making blanket statements, though. You got to be detailed with what you say
so
we can understand.
Look, I'm telling you this. I don't have a reason to lie, okay? I don't.
No, you do. So do I. But
no,
I'm saying, brother, like,
I
so you
have
to be detailed in your sentences so we can understand what you're saying. So what do you mean by the government? What do you mean? Who told you that?
I can read. So because I can read,
where'd you read it from, brother? Who told you that?
Listen, I'm about to tell you. If you
all
go
right.
to a report, you can Google it
what
and put
report?
In the report. The report on the Negro family done in 1965 under President Johnson, under President Johnson's administration.
Who wrote that?
Okay. Pull it up and see.
Did you find it on Google?
Stop asking me.
Did you find
and
it on Google?
Pull it up and see. Yeah, you can find it on Google. You can find it on Google.
No, did you find it on Google?
Find it on Bing.
No, did you find it on Google?
Yeah, I can.
No,
I
said, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did,
so,
but then there's
look,
also
where we at, brother. Come on, man. You know Google's a very biased corporation.
There's
come
also
on,
called the Library of Congress, okay?
Where's that at?
That you can go is in Washington, D.C., where I'm from.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
Washington,
so D.C.?
You want me to believe something coming out of Washington? Oh, my man. We're
oh,
long
my
we talk,
God. Brother, I look, there is no, I know you don't know me, but there is no reason for me to lie to you, okay?
No, there is
a
reason.
Audience,
same way I got a reason to lie to you. Like, we got reasons.
No, I don't have a reason. I don't have a reason. There's only two reasons to lie.
And I'm not
one
saying you're lying,
sin,
brother, but I'm just saying
one,
you want me. You believe there's something in Washington is your source. And I'm just saying,
okay,
brother,
well,
check
your
source.
Where do you
get your
source from? What is
common
your source?
Common sense?
Was you born in 1865?
Was you?
No, I wasn't.
All right, then.
But
so why are
you
asking me that? No.
Because we're talking about something. Were you born
no,
in
1800? No, you're talking about something that happened before we was both born.
You wasn't born during the
neither
time
was you.
Of slavery.
Neither
no,
was
but
you.
I can read, and I can understand
brother,
what
I
read.
Too, though, but I can't
well,
too.
Then if you can read, if you, okay, you don't trust what the American government says, right?
Hell no. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So you don't trust nothing that the school systems in America has taught. Is that
are
correct?
You talking about public schools or private schools?
Public or private. Doesn't matter.
No, brother. Public schools is way different than private, brother. Public is government funded. They teach their kids Faustus.
Okay.
Private schools got a better chance. Yeah, that's why.
Have you gone to a private school?
No, but I know people that have.
No. Okay. So you haven't gone. You haven't. You
have
don't
you?
Trust. Have, yeah, I did because I paid for mine.
You went to a
so,
private school?
Yeah, I did.
Which one did you go to?
It's called a college. Okay.
No, I'm saying which private school did you go to, though?
I just told you it's called a college.
It's called
okay?
a college?
It's called a college, means that I went and I signed up and then
so
I paid
college
my
government
fees.
Funded or was it private?
I just told you it's called college. It means it's the private. It's not government funded.
So it's a private
okay,
college.
It's not, huh?
Right, and
say?
Where is it at? And what's it called?
All of that is irrelevant, but let me
no,
make my
really
point.
No, it's really not, brother, because you know
it's
not,
it is
it's not irrelevant
you're,
at all.
Okay, look, now, let me put it to
don't
you.
Don't get
like
angry
this.
Now. We're just having a good talk
no,
right now. Don't get angry.
Trust me. We're, there's no anger on my side. Look, all
right, just checking.
You don't trust the government, whatever they
no,
say, you don't
you
believe.
You shouldn't
it.
Either.
You don't trust the public school system, whatever they say, they don't believe it. You trust a private school, but you've never been to a private school.
I never
okay?
said, no, now you're putting
did,
words in my mouth, I never said
well,
that.
I asked you, did you go to private school?
I just
you
said the
no.
private school kids have a better chance of making it than public school kids. That's
okay.
all I said.
So again, I'm asking you, did you go to a private school?
Nope, but I know
you
people that have.
You know. Okay, so
I know
you have not.
Have, though. And
now,
they're way better off than
you
I am.
Further,
yeah.
Hold on, but you further said, because I asked you, well, were you around in 1905? And you said no. You
and I
said
it was you, and you said no. So what
exactly.
the hell's the point of that question?
Because you said, using your common sense or your common knowledge,
yeah, I got common
this
sense
is how
today.
You got the information that you're basing off of.
So where do you get those from? False black leaders telling you that history has something to do with today? What are you talking about right now? Laws have changed, brother. I don't know if you're still stuck back in Jim Crow days, but, brother, laws are not the same like they was, my dude, and everybody got the same opportunity, but it's just the outcome that's different. So I guess that's what everybody's mad about, brother, but we could have a discussion about that, but I don't know what you're talking about right now. You sound like a college professor at a liberal's college or something. I don't know what you're talking about.
The reason why you don't know what I'm talking about is because you won't be quiet long enough so that I can make my
But brother, you're not telling me anything substantial. You're just babbling
you
on about nothing, my man.
Because you keep
okay, then go ahead, brother.
Off.
I'm sorry about that. You're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. So, again, when we're looking at our time here in America, you got to start in the beginning. So I'm going to run down the real brief, very quickly, our history. We were slaves here in America. Then we were free. Now, during the time of our quote-unquote freedom, during the Reconstruction Act, black folks went out and they built 67 cities and towns on their own without anybody's help. And they began to thrive. And they had equal opportunity. And they were senators. And they were House of Representatives. And they were mayors and all this stuff. And then you had a switch, okay? You had a switch. Then Jim Crow walks in and changes things around. During the Reconstruction period where that freedom was reigned, because in the South, the troops were here, and then next thing you know, they pulled the troops out. Black people started to die because whites started to kill. And then next thing you know, you got this functioning system that was detrimental to black people. So not only did the cities and towns that were doing real well and begin to thrive were beginning to do what? Were beginning to be torn down and burnt out and people were dying. So a new way of life started to come in for black people where you could not complain because you were not getting equality of opportunity. You wasn't getting equality in the books. So that's why you had Brown versus Board of Education so that they can get the equal books and stuff that's good, the same things that the white ones got. But they changed it and said, well, we're not going to do that. We're just going to integrate, which was the worst thing that they could have done because when we integrated, then all of our businesses that we had began to slowly but surely disappear. Okay, so already we were into a system that was not 100% to its word when it comes to black people. Now, there was a problem, and that problem was we as black people had a switch in thinking. And that switch in thinking from no, we need to separate to yes, we need to integrate. And so now instead of buying black ice, from the black man who has his shop, we now can go from the front door to the white man and buy his ice. So the black ice man starts to go out of business. Now, we didn't do what was right by keeping our schools and our communities fully funded and making sure that we do what we have to do. We began to look to the government and say to the government, Mr. Government Man, can you do right by us? Instead of us saying we need to do right by ourselves, okay? So we had a little mental problem that the whites saw it and said, well, shit, let's take advantage. If they want to keep begging while we keep doing what we need to do for our own, it's all fear and love and war, okay? So our problem was, yes, that there was a system that was continually to keep us down. Yes, they did change laws and do all those things. But what we're dealing with now is that I haven't suffered. I haven't suffered under any law on the book that is a law against black people. But did I suffer from racism? Yes, I did, because I suffered from the unwritten custom or the unwritten culture that's in the mind of these crackers that think they're better than black people. So I met that when I was in the Army. I met that when I was in corporate America in different spots So, yeah, it still runs and it's still alive today. The only difference is I know who I am, so I don't look to them to say, Master, can you do this for me? No, I say, shit, I can take this for myself. So there had to be a change in our thinking. There had to be, in order for us to be, go ahead.
Can I give a quick response?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Your turn.
Well, real quick, my man. You know that, give you a little bit of history, though. Americans actually put Asian Americans in internment camps back in either the 30s or the 40s. And we already know what Jews went through with the whole Hitler thing, but they were able to come here, and Asian Americans were able to strive in the country, Indian Americans as well, though. So how is it that Asian Americans, Indian Americans, and, you know what I'm saying, Jewish people that came here from the Hitler regime was able to come here and overcome all the obstacles that you're sitting there complaining about, racism, hatred, judgment, and all these things? They had internment camps for Asians. How were they able to overcome all these things and be successful, even more so than white folks, when it is a white devil that's at the top telling everybody that they can't do it? So I don't understand your reasoning right now. What are you saying?
Well, do you know how long the Asians were in their little camps here in America? Do you know?
We put them in internment camps, brother.
Yeah, I'm asking, do you know how long they were there?
I'm sure you're going to tell me because you read some kind of book somewhere about somebody who knows. Yeah, I'm sure you'll tell me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but let's look at what went on in those camps, because you're comparing that to what black people went through in slavery.
Right? Brother, you didn't go through nothing is what I'm telling you.
Who didn't go through anything?
You.
I didn't go through.
You're old American bred, just like me, brother. Why are you even tripping right now?
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you bear witness that black people came from Africa?
No.
No? Where did we come from then?
Was you born here?
Yeah, I was born here.
Well, brother, you're from America, brother. Your grandparents might not have been, brother, but you was.
Let me rephrase the question. Where were your ancestors? Your ancestors were not born here.
I don't know and I don't care, brother, because I wasn't alive when they were here. I don't care nothing about them.
Okay.
But what?
All right. Now, perfect. Thank you. You've answered my question. You don't know where you came from.
Brother,
now,
I'm from here. I'm American.
Hold on. Let me make my point. Because you can go ask the Asian Americans who mother and father or grandfather, whoever, was in those internment camps, and they can tell you where they came from. Can you tell me the language? Let me ask you this. Can you tell me the language your ancestors spoke prior to coming to America?
I bet you could tell me what yours spoke, though, right?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, neither can I, because I wasn't alive when they was alive. But you know how ridiculous you sound right now, brother?
No.
You understand how ridiculous you sound?
Listen, because you made a comparison, and now I'm showing you
right, and you ain't answering the question because you're sitting there babbling on about all these fake statistics you read in all these false books, but you're not giving me an answer.
No, I am, because you're comparing slavery, to
internment camps, to Asians. And Hitler with the Jews.
Asians.
Putting children in ovens. Yeah, I'm comparing it to that.
Listen. Okay? You're comparing slavery. And I'm not even dealing with how many years slavery was going through versus how many years the Asians
let's talk about slavery. Can we do that?
Let me make my point.
We're going to go there.
Let me make my point.
All
right. The Asians, they know their language. They know where they came from. They know their culture. They know their God. They know their folkways and their mores.
They
know all of that. They never lost it. The Jews, the same way. They know all of that. They never lost it. But you, me, you can't name where you came from, where your ancestors
came from
Africa. You can't
I can name where I came from.
I asked you where
and I said
what
America.
Was the language your ancestors spoke. You said
American.
You don't know. Now, the Asians and the Jews can tell you where they came from. The Asians and the Jews can speak their language. But you don't know where your ancestors came
from.
English
and
you
in
can't
America.
Even
what
speak.
What are you talking about?
And you can't even
speak. What language are you speaking right now, brother?
Your original
What language are you speaking right now? You ain't speaking no
African. I'm speaking English.
What are you speaking right now?
I'm speaking
well,
English.
Why are you speaking English if
you're
so tied up in your ancestors? Why don't you learn their language and then relax?
Then you tell me what was the language?
You tell me. You so amped on trying to justify it. I don't know.
What I just proved to you is that
you just proved that you know history. That's all you proved.
And the Jews still know where they came from and know their culture and their religion and their folkways and their mores, and they still know
that.
And they still know that.
Okay. But so why don't you learn African, brother? Why don't you learn African language?
Don't know ours.
Why don't you learn African language, brother? Real question.
We can go to Africa today.
Nah, brother, why don't you learn their language?
And say, where did we come from on this great continent? And you
why
know
don't
what?
You learn
they
African language?
Say, well, we think you came from somewhere on the west side.
So why
you
don't you learn African language?
You tell me why you don't know your language.
Because I don't want to know I don't want to know my language. I like American language. I think it's the best language in the world.
Okay.
But, brother, why don't you know African language?
Right?
You're so passionate about it. Why don't you know African
Asians
language?
Asians know theirs. So
why don't you know yours?
Asians know their culture.
Why don't
you
know
don't
yours
know
then?
Yours.
Why don't you know yours? I don't want to know mine.
I
like American language. Why don't you know your language? You're so passionate about it.
Why don't I know? Okay. Let me tell you what you
should
do.
It's a real question.
And I'm going to give you a real answer. This
You're
is
not
going to
give me a direct answer, though.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
All right.
You need to go and Google and just type in Maurice D. Muhammad. And my
Can
name
I give you the history
up.
On Google, brother? Real quick.
Look. Go ahead. Please do that.
Brother, you do know that Google has been bought by left-wing political figures, and they're very biased, and they actually do take down search results from a lot of certain people that are have a center or a right-wing. Do you know this, or are you just talking mess because of this is what you've been taught? Like, do you actually study facts and see what's going on in reality, or you don't?
Brother, let me tell you. See, I don't line myself up with left or right. So by your thinking, because you're
not
on the right
side, not by your definition,
right?
But you're doing it.
You're on the right side, right?
No, I'm not. See,
right?
There goes your generalization. No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, what are you? What are you?
I'm an American.
But your political leaning is which way? Is what?
American.
What is your political leaning, or what is your political?
I just told you I didn't know if I spoke a certain language, but brother, American. I like American rights. I love American Constitution. I love American freedom. I'm an American on any political side. Yeah, I'm American. Period.
So you don't
sounds
have
like
a
you're
political
not, though.
Identity. You don't
sounds
have
like
a political
you do. Are
identity.
You an American?
Do you have a political identity?
Yes.
What is it?
American.
Okay. That's not a political identity. Okay.
According to who?
Now either. What is okay? I'll ask you a different question. What is your political leaning?
American.
When do you vote?
No.
How can you not vote and call yourself American?
Because I have American freedom to not do that.
Do you know what makes you an American?
Yes.
What is it?
Freedom of speech, Second Amendment,
no.
A right to own guns, a
no.
right to bear arms. We have
no.
a right to a lawyer. We have a right to an attorney.
No.
You want me to keep going? I could do it all day, brother.
That
the Constitution
doesn't make
is
you
real.
American.
Yes.
That
what the
you.
Hell are you talking
it
about?
Does
it
not.
Don't.
What makes you
so
an
do you
American
know the Constitution,
your,
brother?
Look. What makes you an American is your right to vote.
No, what makes me the
makes
American,
American.
American is the Constitution that our forefathers wrote
oh
for us
God.
And for our freedoms.
Dude.
Yes.
What makes you an American is your right to vote. That makes you an American.
Oh, that's one of the okay. That's one thing, brother. Do you know the Constitution?
No, that is the thing.
Do you know the Constitution? What I'm asking.
You're damn right. That's why I can tell you.
So can you name me the Constitution? Can you name me a few things from the Constitution that you love about it? Can you name some?
That you have the right to vote.
All right, that's one, brother. What else you got?
That's the only thing that matters to me.
No. to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So
because
now we're talking about just you and me. Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it should be the point, because all black people.
So if I was to tell you that I was a felon, how would you feel about
right
that?
Huh?
If I was to tell you I was a felon, how would you feel about what you just said to me before you
I
even
asked?
I
still think you still deserve your right to vote. You should not lose your
brother, if I broke the law, my dude, then no, I don't, because I suffer the consequences according to the Constitution.
Lord,
if I broke the law, my dude, then I got to suffer them consequences. I don't care, though. Like, voting is simplistic. Brother, you're missing the big picture because you're so wrapped up in one little piece of the pie. Like, don't do that. Look at the whole story, brother. Don't just wrap up in one piece of the pie. That's how you don't
right
taste the rest
vote.
Of what's going on.
You have no
voting's
voice
cool.
without your right to vote.
Actually, I do got a voice, brother. I'm talking to you right now, though. I talk to the people. I'm talking to you right now, right?
Lord have mercy. Bro,
I ain't had to vote to talk to you.
Look, but I'm telling you, in the American system that you love so much, this democracy, this republic.
Yeah, that's
that
a right that I have.
In?
I agree with you. That's a right that I have, but I don't have to use
right
it.
To vote.
I don't have to use it, though, brother. It's my choice. That's what America gives me, the freedom to either do it or don't. That's what I love about America. I got the freedom to choose, yes or no. I can do whatever I want to, or I don't have to. Like, I love that freedom. You don't like that?
And I'm going to say this, and I'm telling you 100%, okay? If you have the ability to vote and you don't do it, especially in your local community, and you don't go and exercise your right to vote, you're committing treason against yourself. You understand?
Right, so what's
you're committing
your local community?
Treason. You're committing treason against your country that you quote unquote love. All right,
well that's a fair point, though, brother. But I want to ask you though. So what is your hometown? Where is it at? Is it where are you at? What state?
Illinois.
Oh Lord, brother, you gonna talk to me? Oh man, come on with that, dog. Brother. You gonna talk to me? Man, look here, Illinois. What?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that, man? What you talking about right now, though? Brother, you don't understand the situation going on in your city. Boy, what? Are you going to talk to me about voting, my dude? What are you doing right now? You need to look here.
Boy,
ain't nobody
like
over there in Illinois ever been able to stop that killing the black folk over there, brother. You need to check your own backyard first before you're going to talk to me then. Talking about you from Illinois.
Excuse me?
Get out of here with that, man.
You talking about in my city?
Brother, Chicago, Illinois, brother. There's more black on black killing than anywhere else in the world, brother. And ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing about it. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Bruh,
I don't like that.
Did I say I live in Chicago?
Brother, you said you live in Illinois. The state law, the state government's the same way across every county in that state. Brother, the state government, what you talking about voting locally? What they doing?
The city that I live in.
Oh, you live in the good part, right?
Chicago.
You live in the good part, right?
I don't live in Chicago. Huh?
You live in the good part, right?
I mean, I don't know about good part, bad part, but I don't live in Chicago.
Brother, do you know the murder rate in
Chicago? I don't live nowhere near Chicago.
Okay, brother, but the state has the same government officials representing the entire state and all the counties. So what are you doing talking about voting locally? So why y'all ain't voting nobody in is doing anything about that problem over there? It's a very big problem. They even calling it Chirac. It's like a military war. So who the hell are y'all voting in is going to help that problem? So black kids don't have to die anymore, though, brother. What are y'all doing with that?
Okay, so you expect me to vote in Chicago when – I don't even live in Chicago.
You're so passionate about me voting. No, you're.
I don't
live
in Chicago.
No, brother, but you live in Illinois, though, brother.
But
you live in Illinois. State officials run into all the counties in the state, brother. Yes, you're gonna vote locally, brother. Vote statewide. Don't talk to me about voting locally and you over there being a hypocrite. Don't do that, brother. Don't do that, bro.
Okay, well let's look at Chicago. Okay, because Chicago crime is not a state problem; it is a city problem.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
so
yes,
the rest
really?
Of all the Illinois representative officials, the governor, the mayor, and all these, they don't want nothing to do with that, huh? That's funny.
I mean, it may be funny, but that's a city problem.
So who the hell is helping the city?
I don't live in Chicago, so I can't tell
you.
You
don't
that.
Give a damn about all them black kids dying over there? You don't care about that?
Well,
they got the highest murder rate in the country. You ain't saying you don't care about that?
I don't live in Chicago.
So why don't
so
you drive your ass over
vote.
There since you live in the same state and then help that out?
I can't vote in Chicago elections.
You can go over there and make a difference, though.
Tell me, how would I do that since I don't live
by,
nowhere
by
near
by being
Chicago.
A man, brother. By being a man.
Oh, so I'm not a man because I don't live in Chicago?
No, brother, you're not a man because you're sitting there dictating to me about my voting situation, but you live in a state with the highest, Chicago in the state that you live in has the highest murder rate amongst black people, and you sitting there patronizing me about voting in my city. We don't have that problem. But so I want you to look at your back door first before you come sweeping mine. That's all I'm saying.
I am looking because the city that I live in,
I said the state.
Just don't. Okay, look. Now, how the voting thing works, okay, this is how it works. Where you live, then you vote there. Now, we're talking about, or you're talking about, the murder rate in Chicago. Okay?
You don't have Democratic officials voted to state office.
You have Democrats and you have Republicans.
That is a Democrat. No, that's a Democratic state. That's a blue state, right?
So they may say.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
It's definitely a blue state. So you understand my confusion there, brother. Why don't y'all vote different and see if it'll help? Because that which y'all been voting ain't been helping. It always making it worse.
Okay. So I want to make sure I'm understanding what
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying. Okay. You're saying that because Chicago, a city that I don't live in and don't even live nowhere near, has a high murder rate, then that's the problem that every state official should be working on that local.
You damn right.
Right. Okay. Now, let me explain something to you. First of all, Chicago does not have the highest murder rate in the United States.
Now you lying.
Okay?
Now you lying.
No,
now
I'm not
lying.
Because Elkhart, Indiana, is number one. Then San
how far
Bernardino
is that from Chicago,
is number
how far
two,
is that from Chicago?
Then,
don't lie. How far is that from Chicago?
Elkhart, Indiana.
It ain't that far, brother. Come on, dog.
No,
man.
It's not. But it's not Chicago. So
okay, so now
again,
now you sitting there.
Just,
come on
the
with the technicalities, man. With
third
your come on, bro.
Okay, it's number three on
now
the
you,
list. Now, this is how state government or state elected officials work. Okay, now if somebody presents a bill or something they want to make into a bill, then everybody that's up there has to go from committee to committee and agree, yeah, this, that. Okay, the problem that you're having, it's not that murder is not on the law book, because it is. The problem is people are being killed, but nobody is being caught that's doing the killing.
And why do you think that is? Because
don't
police
know
don't want to patrol these areas where they're getting killed at. They need to bring in the military to sort out all that mess over there, because y'all let it get so damn bad in Illinois, especially Chicago, that the cops can't even deal with it anymore. Y'all need to bring the military up in there to sort that mess out until that thing get all the way died down, so that no more of these black kids got to be dying by the hands of another black person. They don't have to do that anymore. Y'all don't let it get too out of control, so now what it's going to take is military influence. The cops can no longer control that area.
Have
they
you
can't
ever
do
been
it.
In the military?
Have you?
Yes.
Asking me questions like you ain't asked, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, brother, so then now you're being
States
extra disrespectful
Army.
Then. Now you're being extra disrespectful, though.
I'm being,
because you
I'm,
know better.
I'm being extra.
But
yeah,
if
I
you,
would
if
think
you
do
serve
know
in the military,
better,
then you know better.
You obviously, right. And because I've served in the military, I know things that you
that
don't.
That don't give you no credibility with me, brother, if you're talking like this. I don't care what you done served at. If you don't see the problem, brother, then you are very disrespectful to the men and women who serve this country.
And I'm going
to
tell you this. This is the problem, okay?
The problem
because
is
you. You assume. You are the problem. Because you
how
already assume. You assume that it's black-on-black killing in Chicago, right?
That's the highest rate over there, yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
You assuming. Right. Okay.
No, but I ain't assuming. Shit, I know.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you hear
you
it.
Know too, but you lying right
I
now.
Don't
but
know,
you
don't I don't know.
But you yeah
you know
you do.
Why
you
I
just,
don't
you
know?
Lying, brother. You
well,
live
tell
in the
me.
State. Don't do that,
let,
man.
Tell me
don't,
this.
Don't
let's
do
hear
that,
your
but,
wisdom,
brother.
Let's hear
you
your
live
wisdom.
In the state. You live in that state, my dude. You gonna sit in? Come on with that, man. What are you doing right now?
I want to hear
what
your
are you
wisdom
doing?
Now. But since you
I just
know
told you,
man,
Bobby, now you're denying it.
Since you know for a fact that the killing
yes.
in Chicago is black
yes.
and black,
yes.
please explain how you
yes.
know that. Explain how you
again,
know that.
I got to refer back to my original statement, which is common sense.
Common sense, right.
Where
okay.
the hell you been
so,
at?
Well, I think common sense says, if
no, I
want to
know where you've been
person,
at. You live in the state.
Hold on.
Where the hell you
hold
been
on.
At?
This America.
Yeah,
this
but where
is
the
America,
hell you been at,
right?
though?
And in America, it says you're innocent until what? Proven guilty, right?
And you just told me that they ain't catching
what?
Murderers in Chicago. Yeah, right. You're right about that, brother. So what,
right.
we, what does that
okay.
say?
But listen,
yeah.
you just blamed, you just said all these killings in Chicago is black on black.
So why do they call
no,
it
so
Chirac?
You have
there's a lot of rappers that do that. Why do they call
on.
It Chirac?
Hold on. You have
hold
condemned
on, no.
black people. You have condemned
will,
black people.
I because they condemn their damn self and anybody helping
no,
them.
No, you have. Because
no,
America
have.
Says they're because
you ain't doing shit to help it.
America says they're innocent. But you supersede that. And you blame
so are you ignoring reality? Are you ignoring reality?
Black people.
Are you ignoring reality huh? right now? Are you being that stupid? Are you ignoring reality?
No, this is the reality.
No, but you're ignoring it's, the actual reality. That's what you're doing right now. That's crazy.
No,
you
you're
to,
crazy
man.
Because you're saying that it's black on black crime, but nobody can produce the person pulling the trigger. But it's black
so
on black.
So that don't make it
you
black
assuming.
On black because ain't nobody been called? Brother, look at the community
how
that's happening
you
in
it.
White folks don't let
black. You gotta catch the perpetrator.
What are you doing right now? You make yourself look stupid with this. What are you doing?
I'm so glad this damn thing is being recorded. I swear to
yeah,
God.
That's great, right, brother, but these communities
believe,
that is happening in, brother, white
folks
don't let up.
They're not gonna believe that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, well, the people that got sense won't believe it. Maybe the ones that believe in you will, but, you know, the ones that have sense won't
trust
believe what you're saying right
you.
Now.
Look. If you don't catch the person that pulled the trigger,
so that means
you don't
happen.
Have nothing. Is
so
that,
the dead body, the
works.
Dead body is nothing, right?
Unfortunately, if you don't catch the person who pulled the trigger,
so all these dead black
the
bodies
dead
ain't
body,
nothing, huh?
It doesn't. No, it
brother,
really
you
is the
really
truth.
Just said that live with it. Brother. You just
yeah,
said that
I did. Because if
wow.
you don't have the person who pulled
wow.
the trigger.
So you don't have a
if
problem
have person,
with all these dead black bodies piling up in Chicago in these hoods that don't know white person live at. But you don't have a problem with that?
Of course I have a problem with that.
So it don't
but
sound
I don't
like
know
you do.
Doing the killing.
The way you're trying to justify that ain't nobody been caught yet. You sound like a
well,
white judge. What
all
are you talking
I'm saying
about?
Is I'm using the American principle. See, you want to wrap yourself up in the American flag, but don't want to wrap yourself up in the American principle.
No, but
principle.
The American principle, according to you, that ain't
not
the real thing.
The American principle, according to the
but
law.
But the Americans is the ones that gave us the statistics of what's even going on in Chicago. You didn't.
Trust and believe. Look,
you live
I'm going to tell you this.
You live in the state.
Look, I live in the state, but the city I live in don't have no murder rate like that. Okay.
So you don't care about
it,
what's
it
happening
exist.
A few counties over from you then? All these
well,
dead black bodies popping up out of nowhere and ain't nobody being caught. You don't care about that?
I just told you I care about all black people.
It don't
people
sound
dying.
Like you do though, brother. I don't think you're being honest anymore.
Thing,
I don't really
the
think you do.
Is, the difference is I'm not going to blame black people for killing
don't know
people
why people live in the communities that
killed.
Message is coming from?
I know one thing. If they doing all this killing and they can't catch the people who killing it, then maybe they're not black people who's pulling the trigger. Because if that was the case,
really?
Then yes, really. Really.
Brother, you sound outside your mind.
No, you are outside your mind because
but I'm
you don't
very
understand
sane, to be
Americanism.
Honest with you.
No, you don't understand America. You don't understand the principles.
I don't think you do, but I think you actually hate it here.
You
what
don't
you
understand
doing?
The principles that this republic is built on.
Brother, what I understand is a bunch of young black bodies popping up in the city inside of Illinois, and ain't nobody doing nothing about it because the police no longer have the power to patrol them areas because everybody has automatic weapons and they're killing black people on a constant daily basis and don't know white people live in their neighborhoods. That's what I do know for facts. I don't know what you're talking about, brother, babbling on about American principles, brother, but that is what's really going on over there. And I hate the fact that you denied it.
Do you love white people?
Yes.
Do you love white people? No.
Well, at least you was honest about it. I love
you're
black people,
right.
White
I'm
people, Asian people,
this.
Mexican people.
I hate
all
this.
Kind of
yeah,
really?
You don't love yourself. And you
don't love yourself.
You're right.
Really?
You don't love yourself.
Brother,
you
have literally exposed yourself tonight for being a very ignorant person.
How the hell
you
gonna love? How you gonna love yourself and love the people that killed you? How you gonna do that?
Ain't nobody
and then you gonna have the nerve to say, "Oh, you care about black people," when you just condemn innocent
well, you
black
just
people.
Act like you didn't care about what was happening in your state. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, please,
you
come
exposed
on,
yourself
dude.
On that.
You's a cracker lover.
No, brother, I'm a cracker. I'm a cracker, brother. I'm very white. I'm like mayonnaise right now, but I'm a cracker myself.
You are,
yes.
No, I said you're a cracker lover. That's
no,
what
brother,
I said.
I'm a cracker. I'm a white guy.
Well, if you're a white guy, you done took up too much of my time on my air program. We are black
really?
First, and we don't talk to crackers. Fuck that nigga come from. Kicked his ass right off the goddamn. Mhm. This shit don't make no goddamn sense. He hung up. He hung up. Lord have mercy. No, that was a nigga. A goddamn cracker lover. A goddamn cracker lover.
Baby?
Yeah. And we only got 37 minutes left. But, well, I can't wait to tell Doc about this one. Wow. You know, after all these years that we've been on this, I've never. Pianchi is the only person that ever come talking that foolishness like that, but he was even over the top for Pianchi. Yeah, that nigga, boy.
You white
Exactly. Good Lord. Exactly. Peace and blessings, Doc.
Peace, bro. Peace. How you doing?
I'm doing a whole lot better. How you doing?
I'm good. I had to pick up a class. So I'm just now walking out of class. I now got a night class. So, so yeah. It's been a long day.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you, Doc, you just missed it's bona fide. I don't even know, House Negro ain't even the word for that coon. I swear to God. I mean, this dude was, you know, Pianchi can get worse, but this dude was way, even Pianchi hung up the phone after this dude. This dude just.
Get out of here. Somebody ran Pianchi? No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Just unbelievable. Just really.
What was his point? What was he going over?
Oh my God. You know, he started off with the language, you know, those on the left, you know, all that, and he wrapped this stuff up beautifully in the American flag. But then, you know, I asked him, well, what is it that makes you an American citizen? Oh, he says, my freedom of speech. I'm like, no. And he's like, the right to bear arms. I'm like, no. And he's like, well, what is it then? I said, it's your right to vote. The nigga say, I don't even vote.
Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And it's like, dude, you talking this Americanism foolishness, but you don't even vote? I mean, you don't even vote in your local election? You don't vote? No, I don't vote because I have the right not to vote. But it's your ability to vote that makes you an American. It makes you a citizen. I don't have to vote. And, you know, he's on this white card. It's like, Oh, that must be. This is just crazy. You know, I wasn't even on the screen. I should have had your screen going. But good Lord.